Welcome to the Midday for a Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland in our Buck studio again with some live music. And this time we have a dazzling young hornist by the name of Austin Larson, one of only two people ever to win the first prizes in both the university and professional divisions of the International Horn Competition of America. That's the most prestigious competition for horn players in all of North America. He's also a winner of the Wisconsin Public Radio Young Artist Competition that you may have heard of. And for now, he is the assistant principal utility horn position in the Colorado Symphony in Denver, but he hails from Neenah, Wisconsin. And he's going to be performing this Saturday, that's October 3rd, with the Fox Valley Symphony. He'll be performing the Richard Strauss Horn Concerto No. 1. And we'll be getting kind of a sneak preview of that today in a horn and piano version. Welcome back to the Midday.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
And a hail over to Vincent Fu, too, who has come in to perform with you for this occasion. I'm curious about that word utility. You're a utility hornist with the Colorado Symphony?
Yeah, so my official title is Assistant Principal Utility Horn. And what the utility means is that in addition to playing assistant principal, I also play every other position within the section, principal, second, third, and fourth.
Depending upon what the piece calls for?
And depending on who's off that week. And sometimes if there's extra parts, if there's more than four parts, I'll play usually fifth.
Isn't that a sports term, utility? It means you're going to play all the positions? Is that where that comes from?
It's probably. It's the same thing.
And how did you start on the horn? Was it a school thing?
Yeah, I started through my school band program in Neenah, and then I started taking lessons my freshman year of high school with Don Krause, who lives in Neenah.
And just decided to stick with it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Decided you're pretty good at this, and so there's a future?
Yeah, eventually.
Started winning those contests pretty quickly, I guess.
Well, not until I got to college.
Well, today you have chosen a father and son combination of composers.
Yep.
And Franz Strauss was himself a horn player.
Yes, he was one of the best horn players in his day. He was principal horn in the Bavarian court opera for over 40 years and wound up playing the solo horn parts for many of Richard Wagner's operas. And for those of our listeners who have listened to Wagner in the past, they can probably recognize some pretty awesome horn parts. Certainly fun for us to play.
Yeah, the funny thing was, too, they didn't really like each other that much.
No, they did not. They disagreed with each other musically, and they said some pretty nasty things to each other. Wagner once said, Strauss is an unbearable, curmudgeonly fellow, but when he plays the horn, no one can say anything, for it is so beautiful. So they disagreed with each other musically, but Wagner put up with Strauss because he played his horn parts so well, and Strauss put up with Wagner because he wrote such good horn parts for him.
And but he would have written this notturno you're going to be starting with. He probably obviously wrote it for himself.
Right. He definitely wrote it for himself.
And it was originally horn and piano, or was it horn and orchestra?
Yep. It's originally horn and piano.
So you're going to hear the original version of this. It's his Opus 7. You don't hear much about Franz Strauss as a composer, except actually for this piece. And so we'll start things out with this notturno for horn and piano by Franz Strauss.
Thank you.
Austin Larson playing live from our Buck studio this Tuesday afternoon. That was the Notturno for horn and piano by Franz Strauss. I'm trying to think. Austin, is the horn the only instrument you play with one hand inside it? I mean, it'd be hard to do with the trombone.
I would imagine so. I can't think of another one.
So what's going on with that?
Well, the right hand is inside the bell of the instrument, mainly for two reasons, mainly to help support the instrument, but also there's a long technical explanation that I'm not going to go into, but essentially the tubing of the horn is slightly too short to be able to produce an adequate sound, and so the hand sort of fills out the end of the tubing. So if you were to take the hand out, it would change the sound pretty significantly. And much for the worse.
So that's not even an option then,
no.
Work the hand?
Not on modern instruments, no.
And it's not working as a mute?
It can work as a mute if you close the hand all the way. It will produce a sound that's called stopped horn, and that has a very, very nasally characteristic. It's much different from open.
So when we hear this concerto, which we're going to in a minute, you're going to have your hand in there the whole time?
Yes.
The whole 18 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll be watching to make sure. And so we've heard from Franz Strauss, and now the son, Richard Strauss, who, of course, one of the most famous composers of the late 19th, early 20th century. And he wrote two horn concertos about 60 years apart.
Yep. Yeah. The first one was written when he was 19, and the second one was written just a few years before he died.
In 1947 or something like that. Do we know who for whom he wrote this at the age of 19? Would it have been for his father?
Yes, yeah, he did write it for his father, but his father actually didn't like it, and he found it too difficult.
Clearly a man with opinions.
He found it too difficult to play. Well, Franz Strauss was notably a very unpleasant person, and if he didn't like something, he would tell you, even if you were his son. So Franz Strauss did not play it.
Well, set up the three movements for us then as we get into this.
So the first movement just opens with a big chord in the orchestra, or the piano, as we're going to play it here. And probably the most characteristic part of the concerto is the first four measures or so, which are just a big fanfare for horn alone. And that was a pretty significant departure from Strauss's father's compositions. His father wrote a horn concerto as well, and in standard form, there was a big orchestral introduction before the horn even played. The first movement is, it's fast, but it's also very lyrical. And then the first two movements run together, and that's something that Franz Strauss also did in his concerto. And that's something that Richard Strauss actually also did in his second concerto. The second movement is much slower. It's very sad. And then, of course, the third movement provides the happy ending. And then there's a recapitulation of the opening call towards the end of the third movement.
We'll be getting, by the way, to the quiz question at about 12:40 today. Bear with us, but you'll have plenty of opportunities to weigh in with your response to the quiz question. And in the meantime, we're going to be hearing the three-movement concerto number 1 for horn and orchestra. It's the Opus 11 of Richard Strauss. And again, the hornist is Austin Larson, and his pianist is Vincent Fu.
Thank you. Thank you.
Coming to you live from our Buck studio this Tuesday afternoon, that was the Concerto No. 1 for Horn and Orchestra by Richard Strauss. He wrote it for his father, Franz, who said it was too difficult, but not too difficult for Austin Larson.
Well, in his defense, our instruments these days are better.
And still, now I don't know if this was purely an aesthetic thing or there was some technical practicality in it, but there were stretches in there where you didn't have to play, and so you could do a little maintenance on the instrument.
Yep. Well, as horn players, we have an eternal problem, which is water inside the horn. Our breath is very, very humid, very moist. If you breathe on a window when it's cold outside, the window fogs up. That same air is going through the horn, and it's condensing due to the air outside being almost always colder. And in this case, much colder. So we always have to empty out our water as often as possible in case it starts to gurgle. So we have what's called water keys, which are little holes drilled into the side of the instrument, and you can just open the water key, and they're strategically placed to be where most of the water collects. And so we empty those basically whenever we can, get the water out before we continue playing.
So a composer doesn't necessarily write to enable you to have that time, but there are inevitably places in a longer piece in particular where there would be opportunities.
Yep, and that's just for us to figure out.
You're on your own. There's nothing in the score that tells you you can
I haven't seen it yet, and I'm not counting on it.
There you go. You're on your own. Well, if you are in Appleton this Saturday night at 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center, you can hear that concerto with the orchestral context, the Richard Strauss First Horn Concerto with Austin Larson. He'll be soloing with the Fox Valley Symphony at the PAC there in Appleton this Saturday night. And in the meantime, it's been a pleasure having you on the midday again.
Well, thank you for inviting me back.
Come back next time you're in the neighborhood. In the meantime, have a great time back there in the Colorado Symphony.
Thank you.